This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 144, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, my name is Richard Taylor and I welcome you to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 144 and to the fall of 2010. Before you know it, Thanksgiving will be upon us. I actually saw Christmas decorations in Home Depot in September. So I've been shoring up the house, doing long overdue maintenance to get ready for the coming winter months, which, if they are anything like last year's record 60 inches of snow in 2 weeks, I'll be glad that I did. Besides the annual Leaf ballroom dance that I do for 8 weeks or so, I've been doing some outside bay window frame painting. I'm having the entire gutter system redone. I'm repairing the roof after recommendations from a local roofing contractor, changing oil in the lawnmower and leaf gathering equipment, etc. I haven't cranked up the wood-burning stove just yet, but that will be happening before too long. So what are you going to do to get your house ready for the winter? You can email me, richard@rrradio.com, and let me know what you're up to this fall. But here's a pop quiz. In 1963, the Rolling Stones recorded a Lennon-McCartney song. What was the name of that song? I'll give you the answer later in this show. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 66, Johnny Kidd, who wrote Shaken All Over, was killed in a car crash while on tour in England. In 1971, Rod Stewart started a five-week run at number one on U.S. singles charts with Maggie May. 1982, John Cougar started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Jack and Diane, his first U.S. hit. Born on this day, Richard Hell, the vocalist from Richard Hell and the Voidoids. He's also the one that started the atypical punk haircut in New York. In 65, Bob Dylan appeared at Carnegie Hall in New York City and introduced his new touring band made up of Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, and others. They became known simply as The Band. In 66, Jimi Hendrix appeared live for the first time in the UK when he jammed with Cream at their gig in London. In 67, thieves broke into Mick Jagger's London flat and stole jewelry and furs belonging to his then-girlfriend Mary Ann Faithfull. In 1945, Elvis Presley made his first ever public appearance in a talent contest at the Mississippi-Alabama Dairy Show. He was 10 years old, and he came in second. And in 1967, American singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie died. Here's some odd news. Teen with sleep disorder can sleep for 2 weeks at a time. Well, it seems like it's normal teen behavior sometimes. The teen does not even know about her prolonged sleeps, which began in 2008 after she recovered from flu. They originally were thought to be hormonal until she was diagnosed with Klein-Levin syndrome last year. People who develop the condition, also known as sleeping beauty disease, are prone to falling into extended periods of sleep that can stretch to weeks. Another odd story. This is from the Associated Press. Montana woman fends off bear attack with zucchini. A Montana woman fended off a bear trying to muscle its way into her home Thursday by pelting the animal with a large piece of zucchini from her garden. The woman suffered minor scratches and one of her dogs was wounded after tussling with the 200-pound bear. The attack happened just after midnight when the woman led her dogs into the backyard for their nighttime ritual before she headed to bed. Before she knew it, the bear was on top of one of her dogs. She kicked the bear with her left leg as hard as she could. The bear then turned its full attention to the woman. She retreated into the house and tried to close the door, but the bear stuck its head and part of its shoulder through the doorway. The woman held onto the door with her right hand. With her left, she reached behind and grabbed a 14-inch zucchini that she had picked from her garden earlier and was sitting on the kitchen counter. She threw the vegetable, it bopped the bear on the top of its head, and the animal fled. The dog appeared to be fine. The woman did not need medical attention for her scratches on her leg, though she did get a tetanus shot as a precaution. We've got some listener email to get to later in the show. But first up, Lloyd's Garage. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Another one of your victims. Hudson, yeah. And then you tried bribery, but it's gonna take a lot of praying. If you ever think of landing me, I wanna tell you something, baby. Please don't take this wrong. Now, honey, you're real gone, but baby, please don't hang on. Yeah.
We just heard the Fablushes. We heard Baby Don't Hang On. On the web, fablushes.com. Swingin' Cocktail Rock. Before that, we heard from the Sleepers. We heard their tune Jackknife Judy. On the web, myspace.com, the Sleepers Band. They're from Chicago, Illinois, although now they've changed their name of the band. Before that, we heard Downtown Union. We heard their tune Without Words. On the web, myspace.com, Downtown Union. They're from Los Angeles, California. And opening the set, we heard from Lloyd's Garage. We heard their tune, A No Victim, on the web, lloydsgarage.com. Also on myspace.com, Lloyd's Garage. They're actually a two-piece band, kind of like the White Stripes, and they sure make a lot of sound with their setup. So Roots Rock Radio is now on YouTube, youtube.com/rootsrockradio. There is only one video at this point, a video to the Roots Rock Radio P.O. Box, but more videos will be added soon. Speaking of the post office box, I want to thank two listeners who have contributed to help pay for it. Ken Braddock from Center, Texas, and a second donation came in from Mike and Jill Johnson from Tempe, Arizona. The combination of their donations have paid about half of the cost of the P.O. Box semi-annual fee. Here's a big thank you to both of you for helping out. If you'd like to help pay for the P.O. Box or other Roots Rock Radio operational expenses, you can go to rrradio.com where you can click on the donate button. Any amount is appreciated. Speaking of Mike Johnson, there's a couple of comments he had from Facebook. He says, wow, 143 is outstanding. Great guitar-based rock and roll and great stories. Keep them coming. Just downloaded 143 to listen to on a run this morning. Another listener email. Hey, every 2 to 3 days, I use it to jog at 6:30 in the morning. That's the time I hear your podcast. Thanks for helping me in those difficult moments, but it is nice to have someone sharing the run with me. And please update your map and add a new spot close to Barcelona. Regards from Europe, Louis Rigat. Howard Modell left a comment on Facebook. I now listen to Roots Rock Radio shows on my Verizon Droid phone via the Podcat app. Who knew? Well, we might be working on it. iPhone app for the Roots Rock Radio show sometime in the future. We'll have to see how that goes. Some dates in rock and roll history. 68, working at Trident Studios in London, the Beatles recorded the new George Harrison song, Savoy Truffle. George, Paul, and Ringo recorded just one take of the basic track, drums, bass, and lead guitar. The song was inspired by Eric Clapton's love of chocolates, particularly Macintosh Good News. In 2000, John Lennon's assassin, Mark Chapman, was denied parole after serving 20 years in prison. Chapman was interviewed for 50 minutes by parole board members who concluded that releasing Chapman would deprecate the seriousness of the crime. Eddie Cochran was born in 1938. Stevie Ray Vaughan celebrated his birthday. He was born in 1954. In 61, Bob Dylan played a showcase at New York's Carnegie Hall to 53 people. In 62, the Tornadoes were at number 1 on the UK singles chart with the instrumental Telstar. And in 69, the Beatles' Abbey Road album went to number one on the UK charts. That was the final studio recordings from the group. Next up, it's Halfway from Australia. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
You act like you never needed none. It's okay, you're just a baby. I forgive you now. 'Cause silly, when the sky falls, you hold out your arms to receive some. You act like you never needed none. It's okay, you're just a baby. I forgive you now. 'Cause darling, when the cards fall,
that exit of yours pulled me right off the freeway. I parked out front and I slept till dawn. Turned on the radio and drove on home. Yeah, when I ain't careful, sure start to miss you. Oh, when my friends ain't home or I run out of things to do. My heart's starting to stain my sleeve, but I don't let it bother me. Cause I don't need you now. I live alone with the sense I found, and I wish you well, baby. But I have to say that I don't miss the bad old days. Yeah, I'll be alright, do what I have to. And I keep my brain a 10,000 miles from you. Cry at night and fall asleep at dawn. I put another pot of coffee on. Yeah, cause I don't need you now. I live alone with a sense I found, and I wish you well, baby, but I have to say that I don't miss the bad old days. I guess I fell in love looking over my shoulder, and I spent those days in and out of luck with her. I gambled my heart every day. She'd be my hand and I could not pay. No way! Got fun and I slept till dawn. Turned on the radio and drove on home. Baby, cause I don't need you now. I live alone with a sense I found, and I wish you well, baby, but I have to say that I don't miss the bad old days. And I don't need you now. I can't follow up for standing down, and I wish you well, baby, but I have to say that I don't miss the bad old days. No, no, I don't miss the bad old days. No, no, I don't miss the bad old days. No.
been done. I'll wait for the hit and run. Yeah,
just heard from Roz Papalardo and the Wayward Gentlemen from Australia. We heard their tune, Not Enough, on the web, rozpapalardo.com. Before that, we heard Mills End. We heard their tune, Remember the Time, on the web, millsendband.com. Also on myspace.com, Mills End Band. Before that, from Baltimore, we heard Kevin Johnson and the Linemen. We heard their tune, The Bad Old Days. That's available on cdbaby.com and also available in iTunes. And opening the set, we heard Halfway. We heard their tune, It's Okay. Also from Australia, on the web, halfway.com.au, plus one records. Also on the web at myspace.com, Halfway Country. So the pop quiz from earlier in the show. The Rolling Stones recorded the Lennon-McCartney song in 1963 called I Want to Be Your Man. Another listener email. Richard, I tried to send you dollars by PayPal, but found my account limited since I haven't used it in a while. Once I get this resolved, I'll send you $25 to help with the P.O. box. I have an idea, but the request to post the older shows in the archives. If bandwidth or storage is a problem to post them all at the same time, you could offer a DVD-R to be sent by mail. The podcast Cover Bill does this every year or so. That's from Ken Braddock, Center, Texas. Hi, Ken. I'm putting up about two or three of the old shows per month. I have that space available on the server that I use. If there's enough interest, I could upgrade the server space and post more per month. At some point, there might be an iPad, there might be an iPhone app, and one of its features would be the availability to listen to these early shows. If you visit rrradio.com on any web-capable smartphone, there is a direct link to listen to the latest show on your phone. I'll be sending the links to the first five shows to those who have emailed requesting them. If you'd like to hear the beginning of the Roots Rock Radio show, send an email to richard@rrradio.com and request the link to the early shows. Police in Brazil say they have caught an Italian man who managed to amass $259,000 in traffic fines and other penalties linked to his van. Police say they arrested a 62-year-old after a 10-day investigation. Most of his fines were for speeding, which are levied in Brazilian cities by radar cameras without a police stop of the vehicle. Other fines were for parking, not paying vehicle property taxes, and other infractions. A police statement said he evaded police by using false IDs. Here's some odd news. Oregon police say a woman robbed a bank and then picked up her kids on the way home. Police in Southern Oregon say a woman charged with robbing a bank stopped to pick up her children at school on the way home. She apparently walked into a branch shortly after 2 p.m., handed the teller a note demanding cash, and then rode off in a car driven by a van. Witnesses' description of the car and license plate led to her home, where she was arrested on robbery and theft charges after returning from picking up her daughters at their elementary school. That would be an interesting story at a PTA meeting. What does your mom do for a living? That's from yahoonews.com. That's an Associated Press article. Next up, Ron Hacker. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com. We'll be right back.
You know I ain't gonna be here long. Be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long, boy. I ain't gonna be here long. 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 She's gone. She's gone. She's gone. She's gone, boy. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, Lord. How much, baby? She's gone. She's gone. Yeah, my baby's gone. She's gone. Another man, and she don't want me no more, me no more. She don't want me, me no more. She don't want me, boy, me no more. She don't want me no more, want me no more. It's all right, it's all right, boy. It's all right, it's all right, all right.
Standing out in the you, but I know you ain't no thief, but you sure did steal my heart.
I know you ain't no hunter, baby, that's for damn sure.
But I do know you sure did catch me off guard right from the start.
We just heard Kat LaKey. You heard her tune, sure do. KatLaKey.com from Australia. This is turning into an Australia Roots Rock radio show. Before that, we heard the Pedro Delgados. We heard their tune, I Ain't Shy. On the web, MySpace.com, the Pedro Delgados. Before that, we heard from Mr. Hound Dog Taylor. We heard his tune, She's Gone. From a CD, Release the Hound. Courtesy of Alligator Records. You can find it at alligatorrecords.com. And opening the set, we heard Ron Hacker with his cover of 3220. on the web, web.me.com/Ronald Hacker. From San Francisco, here's an email from the Roots Rock Radio Band. Thanks for including our song, Girl Next Door, on your show. It's from our first EP, Nagasha. We hope you've had a chance to hear our new CD, Space Camp 2, Loomis and the Lust. I sent you an email requesting the CD, and I see that it came in the P.O. box. We'll probably be playing one of your new songs on the next show, number 145. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1970, Janis Joplin was found dead after an accidental heroin overdose. 2007, the Rolling Stones set a new record for the top-grossing tour of all time with their A Bigger Bang tour. The Stones played to over 3.5 million people at 113 shows, including the Baltimore show. That was the first time they were in Baltimore since 69. It was a great show. In 65, Johnny Cash was arrested crossing the Mexican border into El Paso. Texas custom officials found hundreds of pills in his guitar case. He received a suspended jail sentence and a $1,000 fine. In 66, Jimi Hendrix, Mitch Mitchell, and Noel Redding played together for the first time. The Jimi Hendrix Experience were formed. In 1974, Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, The Exorcist theme, went to number one. And in 1964, the Beatles spent the afternoon recording 8 days a week at Abbey Road Studios in London. So there you have it, another batch of good old indie rock and roll for the 21st century, here on the Roots Rock Radio Show. If you have any comment, you can reach me, richard@rrradio.com. I'll be back with the next show, number 145, after I go out and pick up some leaves. So until then, this is Richard Taylor, signing off.